Jen Sabella joining us now with extremely local news from Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. Let's talk about this dangerous stretch of Pulaski on the southwest side. What's happening with that?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, for the past few years, we have been reporting on lots of crashes down on Pulaski Road, mostly between 40th and 71st Streets. Neighbors there said there have been more than 4,200 car crashes on that stretch since 2020, resulting in 900 injuries, 80 of which were severe, and several people have died. This is due to a lot of drag racing, speeding, people doing donuts and drifting, all kinds of stuff happening on Pulaski. There's also a lot of traffic coming up off I-55 there, of like heavy, big trucks getting off the expressway or getting on the expressway. Neighbors have been asking the city for a long time to do something, but as we know, there's a lot of red tape when it comes to road work in the city. It has to go through the state. There's all kinds of departments involved. But they finally have a little bit of progress being made. The Chicago Department of Transportation is going to install some bollards and bumps and some pedestrian-friendly areas down there. But there was a big meeting our new reporter, Francia Garcia Hernandez, covered this week, where neighbors were like, we've got to do something. I don't know if it's speed bumps, speed cameras, but they are afraid to even walk near Pulaski, afraid of being hit by cars, which two residents were killed after being hit, just crossing the street in a crosswalk a couple months ago. So, we're keeping an eye on this, watching the numbers, and really hoping that the road gets safer down there.
And you said this is on Pulaski from 40th to 71st, is that right?
Yes, correct.
4,200 accidents since 2020? Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was shocked to see that number.
Yeah, I was reading the survey, and the neighbors said speeding is the top safety concern. So why didn't they just right away lower the speed limit?
Right. I was wondering that, because a lot of people at the meeting were talking about having more police. But, I mean, I live in down on the further southwest side, and those cameras do work. They
yeah.
will slow people down.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard yet of any plans to put cameras there, but I'm guessing that's going to be in the mix.
It should be. Let's get into a little pizza making here. And if you want to make a great pizza at home, a book can help us. Tell us about it.
Yes, our dear friend of Block Club, John Carruthers, he also works for Revolution Brewing, and he moonlights as Crust Fund Pizza, which is essentially he's a home cook, he makes these pizzas, and he sells them out of his alley in Ravenswood, and all the proceeds go to various nonprofits across Chicago. It's really cool. He's connected with chefs across the country and around the world on his pizza recipes, and he's become kind of the king of thin crust, that party cut Chicago style pizza locally. Even the New York Times came here and met with him for their story on tavern style and the rise of it in Chicago and beyond. But he's publishing a new book called Super Pizza World. It's 200 pages of advice, recipes, stories about pizza from pizza pros around the globe. And as usual, all of the proceeds will go to charity, this time like the Friendship Center Food Pantry and other food pantries in Chicago. Just a really cool guy doing really a good deed and also getting us delicious pizza in the meantime.
Super Pizza World. So how do you get the book?
So right now it's on pre-sale through his Kickstarter campaign. So he's kickstarting in order to fund the book. And if you give, I think, $35 or $40, you will automatically get mailed a copy of the book. And then once it's published, we'll let y'all know and when you can buy it in stores. I know his last book would show up at a lot of local bookstores and stuff like that. So I'm sure there'll be some wide distribution. But he said this is a thick and heavy one. So. Shipping's $10.
Yeah, thick and heavy, like the pizza. Well, actually, no, because he does thin pizza.
Oh, yes.
Did you say he sells out of an alley in Ravenswood?
He sure does. It's
wow.
called Crust Fund. And if you follow him on social media, he'll release his different pizzas every week. He has all kinds of creative pizzas. He collaborates with people, different chefs. It's really fun, and it's worth checking out.
Information on that and more at blockclubchicago.org. Finally, the Northwest Side Housing Preservation Ordinance, which aims to protect housing in gentrifying parts of Logan Square, Avondale, Westtown, Humboldt Park, and other areas, will soon be a reality. Fill us in on this, Jen.
Yes. It passed yesterday in City Council. This has been in the works since 2015. It started with a pilot program. Essentially, if a developer wants to come into these neighborhoods and turn a 3 or 4 flat or a 2 flat apartment into a fancy single family home, they are being forced to pay big. And all of those funds go into a housing fund for the city that helps build more affordable housing. They're hoping this discourages people from converting these buildings into single family homes because there is a major housing shortage on the Northwest side. It's just become harder and harder for longtime families to stay in their homes there. So it started out at charging developers around $5,000 per unit, and now we're up to $20,000 per unit and $60,000 per building. So it's a pretty big deterrent there. We'll see what that does in terms of pushing longtime families out. This area in question has seen a massive decrease in the Latino population over the past decade or so as the neighborhood has gentrified. So this is an effort by the aldermen in the area to try to keep those families there. Rising property taxes and just rising housing prices has just really put really challenged people who've been there for a long time.
Yeah, sure has. Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella. Thanks, Jen. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.